Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. It's the 25th today of March 2025. Cold, coldish this morning, overcast, slightly foggy out there this morning, which is not so good. I'm going to light the fire, actually, this morning at whatever it is, coming up to 8 o'clock, I think, something like that. Opening up the back door to the back room, switching on the internet and grabbing some kindling that is very kindly provided by our friend Neil, who knows a carpenter or wood making something or other, and brings us back round a bag of sawn timber offcuts. This is very cold, so going to get that done this morning. Luckily, got plenty of logs, so and I've got more logs coming on early March, early April. Let me just stick you there whilst I find a thing. Had my son Billy come over this morning. Bless his little socks. He likes so many. People are struggling with payments for this and payments for that, being bled dry by corporations and government, and was in a bit of a sad state. And I know he's been so good, he doesn't ask for money lightly, and I know it's a big thing for him to swallow because he wants to be independent and cope on his own and what have you, and be in the world as a big boy and all of these things. And it's not easy for him, of course, to come. And it's not easy for a couple these days with a mortgage and just two dogs, you know. So he came round and he was very apologetic. But I knew instinctively what he was coming round for. And when he left, bless him, he said, I must try and come round where I don't have to offer some money. I said, don't worry, Bill, I know exactly what it's like. We've all been there. We all need help, and that's what parents are there to do, are they not? In the old days, you know, the family was a unit in the same place and got on. We've separated ourselves and made it difficult. I mean, it's a very strange world that we live in now, in which both parents have to go out to work, and the children are encouraged to go to work almost immediately. They've left education. There's, you know, vocation is not encouraged so much these days. The what they were calling something weird called STEM sciences, which I always thought was looking into stem cells, but I gather it's a completely different thing. I don't really understand it because I haven't had to get into that world of nonsense. Anyway, so poor old Bill, so I had to dip into the savings. And because I'm YouTube, I'm not taking YouTube's money at the moment, which is difficult, but one has to do what one has to do, you know. And here is the lovely Julia coming down the stairs. Hello, lovely Julia, coming down the stairs.
Does that make sense of some of the words I heard you saying before I came
down? Yes, I was just telling them about the difference between a porcupine and a kangaroo. Oh, I just had my face dopped.
Dopped. So, no, can I scare you?
Anyway, I've had to light the fire. What else has been going on in the world of yesterday? Well, more writing. An interview. Did I do an interview yesterday? Oh, yes, an interview that was interrupted by bad internet. For no reason whatsoever, apparently. The woman just said, oh, it's just gone off. So then she had to go onto mobile data on her phone. These things happen. She was talking about the family court, so that's And it does sound awful. I mean, it just shows how lucky both you and I are with the kids, because if you get a family court, it not only is it expensive, you're arguing about who's going to take the kids, the divorce business and all of that. Oh, more socks. I seem to have got socks all over the place. Just keep picking up.
Another pair of blue socks here.
Oh, another pair of blue socks there. And
this pair here.
Oh, yeah, that's the one I picked up. Three pairs of socks just loitering around. I'm sure they crawl down here on their own. I'm going to put them in the bath with the other washing and then put that washing on.
Do they stink that badly?
No, I don't think they stink. Blooming cheek. Yes, unfortunately, you know, it's funny, isn't it? Let's tuck them in there. In fact, I should get myself a cravat. I was just saying to Julia this morning that looking at the piles of washing that found their way into the bedroom and not yet been put onto the shelf, and then they've accrued rather a lot. You go, gosh, you know, it's almost like living like a student does, where everything just gets thrown on the floor. So I need to have some time to tidy up the place. I'm just putting on a cravat because my neck is cold. I'm so used to wearing a cravat, you see, that you go, oh, I can feel the draft going down my neck. And there's no sunshine to give me vitamin D. Just trying to sort it out this morning. There we go. So, just trying to think. There's not a lot going on, actually. It's one of those days today where you're listening in and I'm struggling to think, you know, when you're working on a book or doing something repetitive, there is very little in the... I've managed it. I'm going to bring this washing down to stick on. Apart from that woolly jumper, that can go on a separate wash. And I say woolly jumper, it's synthetic plastic, isn't it?
It's plastic wool, yeah.
So I'm just going to add to the piles now of washing. It'll go up shortly. And at this rate, I might have to light the Essie this afternoon so I can dry it all. Because, of course, I haven't put the dustpan under the fire. That was a bit silly. I put the fire on. Bear with me, caller. We're a bit discombobulated today. It's only 10 to 8. So I emptied the dustpan, the fire, you know, the fire pan. I've naturally put it underneath the fire. And the fire's been going a few minutes. That shouldn't worry it. It's just sometimes bits drop. There we go. Turn that down a bit. Another bit of wood here to go in. Marvellous. And away we go. Trying to get some heat in. And the floor, yet again. I do need to vacuum this floor pretty much every day. I don't, but I ought to. Especially, you know, when you're lighting fires and dustpans and pipes are being smoked and you're coming in and out of the garden, stuff's on your shoes, all that sort of malarkey. That is a pain in the body. Would you like another drink, my love? Excellent. So would I. Oh, there's some shouting going on outside. It's always quite fun to nose in on somebody else's argument. Can't hear them now. Sometimes it's just couples arguing about something or parents shouting to their children. And other times it's a security guard chasing after somebody who's just stolen from wherever it is. What, Morrison's? Yeah. No, I just said there was some shouting going on outside. Yes. Right, so get the kettle on. Oops.
It doesn't fit you like that, does it?
Pardon?
You said get the kettle on, but it doesn't fit you like that, does it?
No, I didn't know. I put water on it, just sloshed it all over my arm instead of going into the kettle. Right, that's that bit done. I want to get the washing machine on as well. Ah, so it's a very busy morning getting everything organised. I've got to go and record a monologue, monologue as normal. Right, that's the washing machine doing its... No, that's the kettle doing its thing. Washing machine. In there, turn it on. Come out. Oh, tidying up as ever. Cups.
Keep my whale poo in this little box now.
You what, sorry?
I'm going to keep my whale poo in this little box now.
Oh, yes. Good idea. Oh, perfect idea. Fits there lovely. You've got a little cardboard box. So just explain what the whale poo is for the viewer.
It's ambergris. It's this little block of greasy substance that came originally out of a sperm whale's bottom. Allegedly.
And it's a sperm whale specifically, isn't it?
Yeah, sperm whale specifically, I'm led to believe. It's formed when inside the sperm whale's stomach or gut to coat the squid beaks that it eats so that it can pass them out.
Without piercing it.
Without hurting itself too much.
Yes.
This is what I'm told. It's amazing. It's like this greasy substance. It sits around in the sea, bobbing around and being... Well, I don't know, alchemised by the minerals and salts in the sea. And then after a few decades, hopefully someone finds it, pulls it out. The longer it's in the sea, the lighter in colour it gets and the better it smells.
Nice.
Obviously, when it first comes out, it smells like fecal matter because that's what it is.
Oh.
Yeah. All of that just because I wanted to transfer it into a little box. I keep it in my purse, in my handbag. And I pull it out of there, and do you trust me? Here, smell that then. What is it? Whale poo!
Yes, people's reactions are quite entertaining, aren't
yes,
they?
Yeah.
When you're showing them
it's
the whale poo.
But yeah, I've finally decided it's getting battered around, and the dark one, there's two types in there, the light one and the darker one. The darker one hasn't been in the sea as long, blah, 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 but it's breaking down because it's just loose, well, in a little sandwich bag in the bottom of my handbag. But nice little jewellery box there, little... that was a ring. That was my ring came in that one, wasn't it? Oops.
I'm giving you a cat food to
and
give
I'm
to the
going
cat.
To give it to the cat.
Whilst,
like, what else would I do with it?
Well, you wouldn't eat it, would you? Yourself.
Well, you could eat it. It is.
This is just
fit
about.
For, but it's not a nice format.
So that's the drinks made. Let's just put some honey into yours. And then I want to go and retrieve the...
As long as it's the honey, not the ambergris.
Oh, sorry, I put the wrong... I put whale poo into your tea.
Oh, yeah, to finish off that about the whale poo, it's used in all sorts of different high-end perfumes.
In what?
In perfumes.
Ah, yes. Such as Utami Gotine, whatever his name is.
Jean-Paul Gaultier.
Ah, that's
it. I'm pretty sure it's very much in that one. It's my favourite one. And it's a very familiar smell in that way. Thank you so much for the cup of tea.
That's all right. Right, I must put this...
Carry yours back in the other room.
Oh, please. I'm just going to put this bottle in the bin, in the recycling bin, before I inadvertently drop it on the floor. We've got a blue recycling bin in the back garden, because it's nearer the back door, rather than having yet another bin, other than the waste paper bin. My house is cluttered enough as it is. And then we have a... I seem to have adopted a second one. Oh, hang on, I'll be back in a minute. So... Have they been? Yes, they have. So I've got another one out the front. And now, where my garden is, I will swap them round so that they... Next week, I will know that it is refuse, because it's alternated. So that way, I don't have to consult anything. Right, and in we go. So yes, this is another behind the scenes, not very philosophical, not very erudite. What does erudite mean?
I don't know. Is it a glue, a super glue?
Yes, that's right. It's an araldite. Are you coming in or out, Cat? Because I'm going to shut the door. I'm going to shut the door. You'll give you a gap to come in. Whew. Yes, I'm on somebody else's show, so for once I don't have to send a Zoom to anybody. He is actually going to send me the Zoom. Huh. That's great. That's at 3, as far as I know.
Am I in your way?
No, not at all. Oh, yes, the other thing I did is, because you may remember, I said, I had a hard drive failure, and it's sort of on and off. It comes on sometimes.
Fritzing,
is it? What?
Fritzing.
Fritzing, is that a thing?
On the fritz.
On the fritz? I've not heard that expression.
Have you not? Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
What does that mean?
On the fritz is, well, it's not working. It's gremlins at work.
Gremlins at work, yes. Well, that's definitely what it was. So I have backed up the I ordered a hard drive, and you can see it here. Look. You can't see it, lovely viewer. I'm just showing Julia.
Oh, yes.
I put a bit of yellow gaffer tape on it so I know, and tried to, I need to get a permanent marker to write on the gaffer tape so I know what it is, but I do know what it is at the moment.
Self-identifying as duct tape.
Yes. very good. So that's the hard drive. And of course, the hard drive has got some of our legal letters that we've written. I have backed them up onto another hard drive. It's like, this is what I find with the digital stuff. You just got to keep backing it up so many bloody times in case something goes down or doesn't work, or you know, even the hard drive, if it falls on the floor, it might break the thing unless it's solid state. But even then, it could fall by a magnet or get damaged in sunlight, or I don't know. You know, it's just not reliable. Whereas, as I've said so many times, a piece of celluloid 100 years ago still can be, after all that time, put on and work very well and still retain all the information. And you may not want to put it through a projector in case it splits, but you could take it very carefully and get the information off. But 100 years, you know, after 5 years, these hard drives are sort of like just falling apart. So that said, I have got hard drives which are actually a bit older than that, and they're working, but I don't use them all the time. In the end, I just have to store them very carefully and then have one of those drives that you slot the hard drive into, like putting a cassette into a recorder type thing, if people remember cassettes. the other thing last night was we're nearly at the end of The Purple Death.
Yes. Don't want it to end.
Which is a second adventure, second book that I wrote of Splidge, the Cragflinger, The Purple Death. And it's quite an adventure.
Yes, quite. Yeah, thoroughly enjoying it.
A very big adventure, really. So that's good. Oh, it's nice to see that fire. Oh, look at that.
Roaring
away.
Ow.
You all right?
Can you hear my stomach?
Oh, yes, I can. Yes,
there's a thunderstorm in there.
Gosh, you'll be squitting down the old bog soon.
Oh, no.
Not too much enjoyment.
It's not that part of my
stomach. I'm going to be talking in my video today about craftsmen. I want to start talking and expressing where we want to be rather than what we're having to deal with. I spent 2 years doing that. 2 years, over to nearly 2.5 years now. But and I want to talk about the things that we should do. There's a video that we were watching it, and it was called something like The New Amish in America, and it was a 500-acre plot of land that was sort of a very open village, if you like. Mm. And people were off-grid, effectively, creating their own power, yes, with solar panels, it's true, but they also had a mill.
Water.
Yes, I was just getting onto that. A mill with water, which was turning millstones, making flour from some of the wheat they were growing. But they also had craftspeople, woodworkers, carpenters, and not with big machines, but with basic tools.
Yeah, the old lathes and stuff.
Yeah, handheld tools.
Yeah.
Mm. This guy was showing how he did his... I'm just trying to think what they called them now. The joints, the name of the joint. Not, is it tenon joints? Is it something like that? Anyway, on the drawers, joining one piece of wood to another piece of wood at a right angle using a... Oh, the word's gone out of my head and I'm sure you're screaming at me. This sort of interleaved, where you cut one bit of wood out and you cut holes in the other bit of wood. It's kind of dovetailed, isn't it? Yeah. Mm. And anyway, he made it look so easy. He made it look so easy and everything's bespoke. And also they had looms where people were, those that wanted to, and you could imagine, you know, they've got sheep, they'll basically, then they'll card the wool and then they'll knit or loom fabrics, etc., etc. And it was absolutely beautiful. And this, to me, is where we need to be. And we've been thinking about this for a couple of years now, of this sort of village in the landscape that is an open village with people going back to working with their hands and working with raw materials again. And so, yes, some machinery, but not industrial type of machinery in which you put a raw substance in one end and a product comes out the other. You know, where's the love? Where's the enjoyment? Where's the creativity in all of that?
There's the human touch.
Exactly. So, so I shall be talking about that this morning. And on that, I shall probably highlight somebody we were watching yesterday who mentioned us in his video. And he is a craftsman. He makes pipes, smoking pipes. And I'm going to commission him at some point to make me one of his pipes. And I think it's very important to have these craftsmen doing these old things, because people have been doing these sort of things for hundreds of years. And pipes maybe only have been around for, 300 or 400 years, but and people were smoking clay pipes and what have you. But people were making furniture, people were making ploughs, people were making stools and all sorts of bits and pieces, and putting up fences and, you know, husbandry, looking after animals, all hands-on. And suddenly, in the last 100 years, we think we've been so clever that we've almost eradicated all of that, and we've supplemented a world where natural and raw materials are used, and when they degrade, they go back to the soil and leave no trace, you know. And now we've got plastics and things made out of plastic and oil-based stuff.
Landfills topped to the sky.
And for that to go back to degrade and go back and be of a healthy environment again, it's going to take thousands of years.
Millennia.
More than a millennia, because a millennia is only 100, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. Well, or is that a century?
Century, isn't it?
Oh, well, yeah.
Millennia
is a thousand years. I beg your pardon. Quite right. Yeah. So thousands.
It should be a million years, shouldn't it? With millennia.
Millennia.
But, you know, it's always confused me. Never mind.
Yes.
But one comment that did strike me quite deeply when they were showing off the wooden lathes and their equipment there is they were emphasising the manualness, the handheld toolness.
Yes.
And the fact that with handheld tools, you can teach children.
Yeah.
You can let children
have a go
without risk of them losing a whole finger.
Yes.
You know, without a great risk of that, you know.
Absolutely.
Whereas with the machines, one wrong move and you've lost your whole hand.
Yeah.
With, you know, and you've got no time to react.
And the other, I mean, the other thing is work. It shouldn't be a toil. It should be a pleasure.
Pleasure, an art form.
Or an art form. But the time. You know, you've got mechanical tools that you can make things, and you can do 20, 30, 100 things in an hour, whatever, and you just shove. The whole point of the village in that, and in our idea too, is slowing down. There's no rush. You're not rushing to anywhere. You might be putting seed onto the ground, or you might be building a cabinet, or you might be building a home. There's no rush that you've got to get stuff done, unless it's, you know, you've got to get it done by the winter or those sort of things. But there's no this idea that we've got to be productive to a huge degree because of what you're making as much money. Money doesn't come into it. It's a community in which you're taking your time to do these things because you are living in the moment.
Yes.
The enjoyment of creating something is what's important, not necessarily the creation itself.
It's about being part of the cornucopia of life instead of hijacking it.
Exactly.
And sitting on top of it
and
using it up.
Yeah. I'm just going to get another login, and then I'm going to say I must...
Arrivederci,
yes. Get a login and sort out my noggin. So, so I've got to try and find the words for that for my video today. Right, let's find a decent log. under this tarpaulin. In fact, I'll take a couple in. Try and knock off the little creatures. I hate the idea that these little beasts get burnt, because that's not my intention. There we go. So, thank you for listening, if you did. Sorry, it's as ever, is a bit of a traumatic sort of first thing in the morning blunder around the house.
By the way.
Yeah, hang on, bear with me. Can't hear you, coming closer. Let me just put this on.
You know Arden lie?
Hang on, coming round. Microphone needs to be near the mouth.
You know Arden lie?
Yeah.
Is that where the South of England showground is? In Haywards Heath?
Anyway, South of England showground, yes, that's right, it is.
They have the big spring fest, the big family day out on the 12th, and they actually have the Wurzels playing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they actually have monster trucks.
Which
I didn't know about this. But we're actually working on the 12th. Well, we go away the evening on the 12th.
Where are we
going? To get in position for an event the next day. I'm desperate. How am I going to manage to get him to there for the day and then come back?
Can his dad take him?
No, because he's working in the daytime and evening.
Oh, right. What's it? The 12th of what?
He was hoping my mum and dad would look after the kids. The 12th of April.
Oh, yeah.
I may be able to go and take them for the morning.
We're down in Cuestoke, right down in the other side of...
Hence, we're leaving on the evening of the 12th.
But yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to show you that now while I remember. And go, oh!
Yeah, we've got time. We can go it late. We could leave at 6 and get down there.
Yeah, give you time to go.
So go there in the day.
A few hours in the day. And then
drop him off.
Mm. Cool.
Anyway, I'm going to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. And look after yourself. Have a good day. Toodle-pip.